I think the key word to the two signs is experience. I think you look at the amount of games these two lads have played, certainly over the last few years. I mean, Scotty, for example, 180 league games in the last four seasons, missed four games in four seasons. James, little spell on the sideline early season last year, but before that, Carlisle, 200 games in four, five seasons. So great experience, both at a good age. Scotty just 29 as a goalkeeper in his prime, and obviously James 26, so brings experience to the group. Look through the group now, and there's some good experience in that group. Three centre-halves have played 1,000 games between them, and that's the way we're trying to go this season.
Yeah, talking about Scott, first of all, come down from Hartlepool, you mentioned the experience, including the great escape last season. That's not bad to have on your CV, given the state they were in.
No, I look at that last year. Some people might look at that as a negative, or we've signed somebody from Hartlepool and they finished below us last season, but on a personal note, Scott brings great experience from last season as well, because in difficult times you find out about people. He was made captain at the club. He played every single game last season. Okay, they lost quite a few games early part of the season, but they all stuck together. He led them as a captain to safety where nobody gave him a chance. So I take the positives from that. That tells me he's got great leadership qualities. He can add that to the group, so it's a great signing.
He's got a few Player of the Season awards, things like that as well. When you're thinking in terms of how he's going to fit inside your squad, does that carry much weight?
Yeah, without a doubt. And all of a sudden with Michael Ingham re-signing as well, I've got two experienced goalkeepers to call upon in injury, loss of form, whatever. So it's great. But the experience side, on and off the pitch, is going to be important.
With James, you mentioned the experience from Carlisle. It didn't go quite so well at Yeovil, but he explained he missed pre-season. That's not helpful, obviously, with a full pre-season behind him. Surely he's got a lot to offer at 26.
Yeah, again, another player that should be in his prime. Again, with league games under his belt, over 200 league appearances, all at League One level. And I think that's the key to both players, really. OK, Scotty's played League Two for the last two seasons, but before that, all League One football. James has played all his career in League One, and that's where we want to be as a football club eventually, in League One. So we're trying to recruit in the right way, add experience, but also players who have played at a high level.
Mm. So, looking to the next season, how's your squad looking at the moment then, Russ?
Yeah, I'm pleased with the additions we've made to the squad, right through the spine of the team, obviously with for Dane Oliver coming in, which seems a lifetime ago. So we've improved the spine. We've added competition for places, which is always important. We've added strength in depth. It's always important as a manager to look at your bench as well. You need game changers on there. We didn't have that enough last season. And hopefully we can add a couple more if possible. The chairman and the board's backing has been first class. Everything I've asked for this pre-season I've got. So I'm very positive. Can't wait to get going now.
You've half answered the next question with the couple more players. Any particular positions you've got in mind?
Difficult to say. Obviously, I've got the four lads that they're on the transfer list. We'll see what happens with those four. I think that's important. That's, you know, they play a big part in the budget, and the budget's got to be right. So if there's movement there, it'll then free some money up to go and look in different areas.
Yes, you yourself have got plenty of experience of budgets with the clubs you've been at, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right, and it's managing the budget well, bringing in the top signings, if you like, and then filtering around that. And there's going to be lots of players still available come June and July. See what happens with the four. If the four stay in the fight for the shirt. They're all good people. That's important as well, to have good people at your club. But if they do move on to try and get first team football, the door opens for me to bring in somebody else.
That's an interesting comment. You seem to be giving the impression, regardless, everyone starts on a level playing field.
Yeah, I think it's important that there's competition there for places. Just because the lads are on the transfer list doesn't mean that the York City career's over. It happens at lots of football clubs where people get put on the list, they come back in great shape and get in the team, and things change quickly in football. So that's the way we work.